You are now entering Pacific Noise Weird. Coming at you live from CITR 109 FM. We're broadcasting from UBC on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Musqueam people, bringing you the latest, greatest, and weirdest noises coming right out of the Pacific Northwest. Pull up a chair, turn out the lights, and let the noise take you away. Alright, you noisy weirdos, we're doing an episode today on the Noise Floor, which opened in the spring of 2010 in Ladysmith here in BC, and then moved out to Gabriola Island to get the chance to really open up their sound. They've worked with acts ranging from Orville Peck to Lié to the Courtneys to Wolf Parade. The Noise Floor has two recording spaces, the Live Room and the Dead Room, named as such for the sound that they produce. The Noise Floor is powered by a Neotech series analog console, the model of which dates back to the late 70s or early 80s, but is still clearly a powerhouse of a recording console. The Noise Floor also offers a free cabin stay for those who are recording at their studio. The Noise Floor is Jordan Coop and Terry Ondang, Jordan having been a member of the Twin Crystals, and Terry having worked in the industry for almost 15 years before they got together and opened the Noise Floor. They did an interview with Discorder, CITR's own magazine, which you can read online. Alright folks, let's get noisy.
You do it to me.
You've been listening to Dream Rope by Brat Boy off of their newest single. Dream Rope is Bella Bebe on guitar and vox, Megan Magdalena on bass and vox, Tony Dallas on drums and additional vox. It was engineered and mixed by Jordan Coop at the Noise Floor, of course. That's the theme of the episode. It was mastered by Tony Dallas. Brat Boy has opened for Dead Soft, Woolworm, and Dumb, all of who have been on the show before. Next up is Partner's Time is a Car single. It was released in January of 2022. And Partner is Jose Caron on guitars and vocals, Lucy Niles on bass and vocals, Simone TB on drums. The lyrics were composed by Jose Caron and Lucy Niles. The verse vocals were engineered by Albert Chambers at Studio Bassbin, and additional engineering was done by Jose Caron and Lucy Niles. This was mixed by Chris Shaw, mastered by Heather Kirby. Now let's listen to Time is a Car.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater, check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We've been Spilling Your Guts by the Apollo Ghosts off of their album Pink Tiger. Apollo Ghosts is Andrew P. on drums and vocals, Robbie N. on bass and vocals, Adrian Teacher on guitars, vocals, piano, MIDI, synths, and drums. This was mastered by Joe Lambert, mixed by David Carswell, and recorded by Adrian Teacher on the first half and Jordan Coop on the second half. This was released through You've Changed Records, who also worked with Partner and The Weather Station. Next up for you is Inchworm by The Cryptics off of their album Paint Strokes. The Cryptics are Andy Mattern, Anthony Calderon, Chris Clement, and Tino Valpa. It was mastered by Dave Gardner and released through Pine Hill Records, a New Hampshire punk label. I can't find much else about them, but they're lovely to listen to all the same. Let's get started.
So many You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.
You've been listening to ATD's Moonlight Clan off of their album A Total Disappointment, which may or may not be self-titled, I'm not sure. ATD is Joe Gianni on guitar, Dave Dirksen on bass, Marco Bieri on drums, Morgan Farrell on guitar, Ben Von Dubia on vocals, and mixed and mastered by Schaefer Carson at Kinda Cool Records, who we have talked about on the show before. They've debuted with The Real Mackenzies back in 2015, and Kinda Cool Records is a brand new punk record label, only opening their doors in 2019. Moving on, we've got Moths and Locusts and their song Our Dear Leader off of the album Helios Rising. This is a 10th anniversary re-release of the 2016 album Helios Rising, which includes the new album Return to Helios, as well as demos and outtakes. Moths and Locusts is Angus Barter, Dave Bean, Mike Breen, and Dave Reed, with Valentina Cardinale, Richard Chisholm, Brandon Holm, and Blaze Zame backing them up. Moths and Locusts is a Nanaimo band from the island, going since 2010, and they've released their first album in 2011, which was also recorded at the Noise Floor. Alright, let's roll.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back. You've been listening to White Poppy's Something Sacred off of the album Paradise Gardens. White Poppy is the synth artist Crystal Duval. This is the fifth full-length album since 2012, four of which were released through Not Fun Records. This was mastered by Mitch Holtby, who is a musician in his own right, and this is his third technical credit, previously working with John Common and Colleen Brown. And what we've got playing next is Erupting Light by Liminal Shroud off of the album Through the False Narrows. Liminal Shroud is A. Crossley on guitars and vocals, R. Taylor on bass and vocals, D. Davidson on drums. This was mixed by Aiden Crossley, mastered by Rolando Rodas of Cavern of Echoes Studios. This is the debut album for the Victoria-based band. It was released in 2020 through Saskatoon-based metal record label Hypnotic Dirge. Hypnotic Dirge has released albums with Exiled from Light and Old Forgotten Land. All right, folks, let's roll.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Compersion by Material off of the album Leather. Material is Laura on guitars and vocals, Quinn on bass, Andy on keyboards, Skidge on drums, mastered by Daniel Hussein at North London Bomb Factory. Originally doing a self-released, self-titled album back in 2018, they then followed it up with Leather in 2019 on their own record label. Following that up is Virtually by Salt Spring Underground, all one word, off of their self-titled album, still all one word. This is their debut album, which released in 2020, and they are based out of, you guessed it, Salt Spring Island, but this time that's two words. Salt Spring Underground is Josh Cook on bass, Adrian Mack on drums and vocals, Chris Arnett on guitar and vocals, Marta Jakubek McKeever on vocals, guitar, and keyboard. It was recorded and mixed by Kirk Douglas at his own studio on South Island Sound, which is based out of Salt Spring Island. Let's get this island hopping album on the go.
Ta-ta!
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Okay, you've been listening to No Sun by The Dog Indiana off of the album Never. This is a Vancouver noise rock band. This is their second album, which dropped back in 2020. It was engineered and produced by Max Fraser. It was manufactured by Vinyl Record Guru, who has also worked with Third Eye Blind and They Might Be Giants. That's about all I could dig up on them, but I sure hope it won't be the last I hear about them. All right, coming up next, and to round out our day, is my long-awaited Orville Peck poll. This is Buffalo Run off of the album Pony. Orville Peck is a bit of a mystery man, so I don't know very much about him, and I don't want to know much about him because he wants it to be kept a secret. But on Pony, specifically this song, we have Terry Ondang on backing vocals, Tina Jones on banjo, Lucas Savati on bass, Chris Bowring on drums, Duncan Hay Jennings on guitar and keyboards, and Orville Peck himself on vocals, guitar, banjo, and keyboards. It was recorded at Gabriel Island, and I have talked about this album many times on this show. It was mastered by Harris Newman at Grey Market Mastering in Montreal. All right, folks, it's been lovely having you. Let's go on the Buffalo Run.
Hitch a ride on my makeup. I consider it another man's problem. Hitch a ride on my phone.
thank you to all you beautiful weirdos out there in the wilds of the Pacific Northwest making noise, making you all of our problems. This wouldn't be the same without you. You can catch this episode as a podcast on CITR 109FM's website under the same name, and I'll be right back at you in a week. Same place, same time, so don't touch that dial. I've been your host, Coraline, and I am signing off for this week. Until next time, you are now exiting Pacific Noise Weird.